You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us here today for the Friendship Hour with Elder Rodney T. Osborne, the radio ministry of Friendship Primitive Baptist Church, located on Burnett Road in Cocoa. Now, here with today's broadcast, already in progress, is Elder Rodney T. Osborne.
Right now. we used to. When we didn't have no piano. When we didn't have no air conditioner. We just put our hands together and our feet on the floor. Hands together and our feet on the floor. Hands together and our feet on the floor.
Trying to work me.
Hallelujah. He's blessing us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
I got a testimony.
Oh, really?
Amen. I got to tell somebody the Lord has been good to me. Amen. Amen. You can't tell it, but I can tell it. Amen. What the Lord has done for me. Amen. Some of you act like you don't have a testimony. Amen. I'm going to draw your attention while we're just talking.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want you to draw your attention to Philippians 3, verses 12 to 14. And I'm going to ask you to go to Hebrews 12 and 1. Amen. So while you're doing that, I thank God for allowing me to be here. Thank the pastor. I want to acknowledge our pastor. Amen. Can I just get just a touch of volume a little bit on this, please?
Hallelujah.
I want to thank our pastor for allowing me the opportunity to share the ministry with him, because a lot of ministers don't want to share the pulpit. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank him for that. Thank him for his wife and their support. Amen. Thank God for the deacons. Amen. I said in the meeting to the deacons that I stand with them 100%. Amen. You can't find so many faithful deacons in one church. Amen. And willing to stand with the pastor as well as for the church. Amen. Thank God for the mothers who are serving in the various capacities in the church. We thank God for them, for the service they're doing. Amen. And to all the members who are serving in this great ministry. Amen. God bless you in what you do, because only what you do for Christ will last. Amen. Thank God for my wife. Amen. I'm God. Brother Bray, I'm glad she wasn't here earlier in the Sunday school, command, you start foolishness. Amen. And I don't want nobody trying to piggyback on something you done said, and I got to go home and deal with that. Amen. Those who are in Sunday school, you know what I'm talking about, and I'm going to let it rest. Amen. But there is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. Drawing your attention to Philippians 3, 12 through 14, and I'll be reading the New International Version. It says, now that I have already obtained all this, or already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. 14 verse, he says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Okay. Amen. Moving to Hebrews 12 and 1.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance, the race marked out for us. Amen. And I thought, as I was asking the Lord, give me a word, give me a word, give me a word, give me a word. And the word came to me and said, it's time to get in the race.
Uh-huh.
It's time to get in the race. A lot of church folks ain't in the race.
My Lord.
I said a lot of church folks are not in the race.
Yeah.
They use that term, they standoffish. I don't know if it's a really word that, but I... You know how it is. You pick up something and you just go with it. But some of you got standoffish folk that don't want to get in the race. We're too busy making excuses. Amen. But you got to put your, we used to sing a song, put your time in, because payday is coming after a while. And some of them don't act like, we don't realize that payday is coming after a while. We only are interested in what pleases us. Amen. Some of us are very selfish, amen. But you know, we need to look out for one another. Amen. Believing that your time is not here yet. So you putting off for today. You can't put off today for tomorrow, because you don't know, your number can be called anytime. Anytime. And many of you know that I love to, when I teach, I have a teaching ministry, and I think most of you know that by now. I don't hoop and holler, but nothing, I don't take nothing away, because whatever God has given the individual, that's for that individual. What's for you is for you, and what's for me is for me. But I believe in teaching the word of God, because when you leave here, I want you to know what I said, not what you think I might have said, but I want you to know what I have said and what God has given me. We're in Hebrews. And from that 12th, excuse me, and I should have told you, from that 12th chapter, that first verse was where I gather my subject from. And that last part of it says, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And you know, our lesson today is, you notice I said lesson today, it's time to get in the race.
Yes.
Time to get in race. Hebrews was written before the fall of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple in 70 AD. Most theologians believe Apostle Paul was the author of Hebrews, because his writings, they compared them to other teachings that he wrote in the various epistles. And they was his the style of writing, he said, was similar to what Paul was saying. But it doesn't really matter who wrote Hebrews. It's the book of God. Amen. It is the word of God. That's the main thing that counts. Paul circulated his message through Asia Minor to the various churches throughout the region. Now, this book also deals with the relationship between the Jew and the Gentile Christians. It informs us about the priestly ministry of Jesus Christ. It also teaches that Jesus is both divine Son of God and was completely human, meaning, though, he was Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. He was with us. He was made flesh. We talk about this. We just coming through a Christmas celebration, and we're talking about the birth of Christ. He was Emmanuel. He was God with us. Amen. He was one that sent down, that God allowed him to come down and be with us and dwell with us. Amen. And he gave us a new covenant. We're talking about covenant. Amen. He gave us a word for us. Amen. That there is hope for us. Amen. And he was wrapped in his priestly role here on earth. He is the mediator for Christians to communicate with the Father through prayer. How many of us pray? Amen.
My.
Oh, man. I heard the saying, say prayer changes things. Amen. How many of us looking for God to change something? Amen. Amen. The pastor has mapped out a vision for the church. Amen. But how many of us praying that God can fulfill what the vision is? Amen.
Amen.
Prayer changes things. Hebrews was written under Roman control government during the time of the Apostle Paul. Rome was a city where competitive sporting activities happened.
Right.
In the Colosseum. And I'm really not going to go much in detail about that, because most of you know, if you study your history, you know that Rome was a great, great city, and everything circulated around Rome. Amen. People were attracted to these various events. They would come from everywhere, all countries, to come to see people athletes compete in the various activities, athletic activities. The first verse of Hebrews is illustrating a foot race in an arena. We as Christians are runners. We must be conditioned to run this marathon. Amen. Notice I didn't say a sprint. I say a marathon.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
A marathon, you have to pace yourself.
That's right. Yes, sir.
I heard the word of God say, you ran well, but what hindered you from obeying the truth? Some of you are just running and don't know where you're running to. Amen. We are on a track competing every day with trials and tribulations. Before competing, Christians must do something. He tells us that we need to lay aside the training weights and strive to run this race successfully. Some saints are weary and faint, while others endure to the end. Amen. In this race, Christians are encouraged to have endurance. He talks about it in Hebrews in 12, chapter 1, first verse, second verse, 3 and 7. Because they are getting weary in false teaching. You know, worst thing can hurt a church is when you got false teaching.
Right.
You got
right.
We got Judaizers in the church.
Yes. On,
I didn't say friendship. I said in the church in general. You know, it only takes one bad apple to mess up the whole bunch.
Yeah.
And that's what happens in the church. It just, you got one person say one thing and they don't really know no more than you. But you know, somebody, you got some people just want to be important. Just run their mouth. Just want to, you just got something to say about everybody and everything. And then they, you know, when you see them, you're going like, oh, Lord, here come this hellion.
Yeah.
In the church.
Yes, sir.
You might know somebody. I thank God friendship doesn't have them. Amen.
Lord,
and be discouraged. Some people possess strife. See, what happens when you have a Judaizer? Or they cause division in the church. And so what it does, it causes strife. It causes backbiting, causes covetousness, lying, and other sinful attributes. Amen. You know, you pick up something that's just like happen. You know, you hang around folks that's not saved, you're going to pick up ungodly things. And so this is what happens in the church when we allow people who come in here. And you know, when somebody comes to you with something negative, church, saints, let me see. I preach there's a difference between church folks and saints.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Church folks just go along with anything.
Yes, sir.
But saints say, oh, no, let's pray about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you go to the pastor and talk to him? That's what saints do. We need to have a spiritual discernment. Amen. As Christians, we're still running this race. Amen. Now, as I break it down, and I told you I was teaching when I taught the class, I like to do a forensic analyze this,
mm-hmm.
Evaluation. So now I'm taking it into the spiritual realm.
Okay.
In the cloud of witness, what does it consist of?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In so great a cloud of witness, what does it consist of? Well, in my spiritual realm, I see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Also, it includes our forefathers. Who are some of our forefathers? Well, when it came to me, the Lord was just speaking to me. One of them, I see Elder Buckner in that cloud. So great of witnesses watching what we're doing. I see Mother Ruby Britt. I see Mother Willow Britt. I see saints. I see Mama them and Daddy them. All them.
Okay.
Watching us the race that we're running. And some of us just done gave up.
All right.
And they're observing how we handle ourselves in everyday experiences. Amen. They are watching us and evaluating us. They are evaluating on how we treat one another.
Amen.
Oh, man. How are you going to say you love your brother who you've seen, and then you're going to say you love God who you have not seen? Oh, my gosh. You know, when you love somebody, you don't talk about them. You don't throw stumbling blocks. Amen. Amen. Because it ain't about you. You don't hate, as your kids say, don't hate on me. You know, and the saints, that's the thing about it. Well, we have to have this mind of Christ. Let this mind be in Christ as, you know, let this mind be in you as it was in Christ.
Yeah.
Christ was love.
Yeah.
Amen. That was the main, that was his main ministry. He was a man of love.
Love.
Amen.
Yeah.
Saints are to be spiritually connected to the race. Paul encourages saints to keep moving forward in the Christian lives, like runners on a track. Philippians 3:12-14. All Christians are not prepared to run because they have sin that hinders them from making the finish line. Wow. Sin is a weight that slows your spiritual growth in the Lord. Amen. Some people are holding on to foolishness. The Bible says foolishness is of the devil. And some folks love foolishness. They're surrounded by foolishness. And what happened is, saints, if you allow certain people to get around you, you're going to be foolish too. Amen. Bible said, come out from among them, be ye separated, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Some of us don't have renewed minds. That's the reason why we can't run this race. That's the reason why you have fainted to the side. Amen. Amen. The medics, they have come to try to revive you because some of you just done passed out. Some gave up. Amen. But see, when you have a mind of Christ, you're going to stay on the track. Amen. Let me give you a few scriptures that will slow you down. 2 Timothy 2 and 16. But shun profane and vain babbling. Oh, Lord, there we go. That's the word of God. Gossiping. That's what babbling. You know, busybody. You got busybodies. 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 I don't know why they're going to do that. Why they want to put windows in the church? Why they want to put a new billboard, a marquee out there? Oh, my. Why they want to pave it? That's babbling. Just a thought for the day. For they will increase more unto ungodliness. In other words, you continue in that, it's just going to produce ungodliness. It's just going to produce more negativity. We got to come out from among them, be ye separated. If you don't believe that, let's go to Ephesians 4:22. You are to put off concerning the former way of life, the old man which is being corrupted according to his desires of deceit. We got to condition ourselves every day for this race. Every day we have to be conditioned. 1 Corinthians 9:25 says, everyone who competes in the game, and this is the New International Version, it says, competes in the game, goes into a strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but they do it to get a crown that will last forever. In other words, some of us want your crown right now, but I want the crown that Jesus is going to give me. He said, when I come quickly. He said, when I come, my reward is with me, with him. Amen. I want a crown of righteousness because that is going to last forever. So you got to be careful what the crowns that people give you. They'll talk about you. Remember, hey, one day they was telling Jesus, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Next thing you know, they say, man, kill homeboy. And that's what they'll do to you. Amen. They'll say, oh, bro, I got your back. Yeah, they got your back, stabbing you in the back. Oh, man, you better beware. Amen. They used to sing a song, I think it was OJ's, and talking about backstabbers. They smile in your face. Amen. The story, you heard the story about the hare and tortoise. Well, that's a childhood story, but it has a great meaning. What do you mean, Brother Martin? Well, it deals with complacency. That story, when you read it, it deals with complacency. Well, how does it complete deal with complacency? Well, the hare started off fast from the starting line, and the tortoise plodded along. In other words, the trail. In other words, he just took his time. You know, he had but one speed, but he was focused on what he did. The hare took a nap because he was confident that he was going to win the race because he had enough lead. So that's what happened. The Bible says a man that plowed and looking back is not worthy of the kingdom of the Lord. It's not worthy. Amen. And so what happened is a lot of us think we got it made, and so we start looking back because we think we got it made. Same analogy here. The tortoise passed the hare while he was napping. He was focused on making it to the finish despite his disadvantages. Oh, my God. We used to sing, men said, we are pressing on, trying to make my heavenly home. Amen. Amen. Remember, I said this is a marathon. Amen. The race is not given to the swift nor the strong. Amen. But you got to stay focused. You got to stay focused. Amen. This is a marathon race. Amen. You got to stay in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
To compete in this race and receive your crown, I'm going to touch on three things you have to do. My wife said, why do you always have to do three things? Well, the three is always, to me, it represents divine. Amen. Amen. There's a message. Amen. It's a reinforcement. Amen. So I'm going to talk about one. Plan to be successful.
Okay. Okay.
But then when I thought about it, and I didn't really want to go there because I ain't a big fan. But I had to give respect to, I had to give honor to honor's due. Coco High.
Say
yeah.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. They had a plan to be successful.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm talking about the football team.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
In the preseason,
right,
coaches came together.
Uh-huh.
And worked as what? One.
Come on, sir.
And they put a plan together. If the secular world can put a plan together, why can't God people put a plan together? How can two walk together unless they... Oh, my God. Oh, man. They had a plan. They had a plan. They had a plan. The coach and staff worked together. And guess what? They utilized, they knew where to put the players to utilize to be, so the team would be efficient. They put everybody where they could be more efficient for to help the team out.
Right, right.
That's the reason why this church has officers. Oh, my God. That's the reason why the church has officers. And every officer, they should be serving in the capacity that God has called them to do.
On,
so
sir,
they can be effective in the ministry.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be a minister if I can't be effective.
That's right. That's right.
I'm not looking for no title because if I told you earlier, if I'm trying to get a title for man, that's going to perish.
Yeah.
That ain't going to last. Amen. I'm not looking for that. Don't pat me on the back. I'm not looking for gratification. Amen. I don't want that because that's going to pass away because only what I do for Christ is going to last. Amen. The Bible tells me the book is open. And he said he judged every man according to his what? Work. Oh, my gosh. I want to be judged accordingly. Moses received a plan from God. And he followed it. Amen. Now some of those Negroes gave him some hard times, but he still made it do, but he still followed God's plan. Amen. He took him to the promised land, even though he didn't go into the promised land, but he saw the promised land. Amen. And sometimes we have to follow God's plan. Sometimes God allow us to go so far, and then he allows another person to pick up and take it to the promised land. Amen. To go a little higher. See, we have to understand that. We need to know where this race is like a relay. We got to learn how to pass the baton on. When it's your season, it's your season. And then when God has used you for what his purpose, amen, you stand back and help encourage somebody else. Amen. We supposed to help one another. This race is a serious race. Amen. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people will perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Mm. Amen. In other words, when you stay with God, man, it's gonna work out. You know, a lot of churches are closing their doors because the men of God have no vision. They perishing because a lot of them they trying to do. You see what happened when you try to build a ministry on you and not God? It's gonna perish. Number two, associate with Christians who have the same values in obtaining spiritual growth. Associate with Christians who have the same values in obtaining spiritual growth. Amen. I tell my kids, if you want to be successful, you got to hang around successful folk.
Come on, sir.
If you want to be a loser, just hang with losers. You don't even have to put no effort in it because a loser can't do nothing anybody but lose. Oh, my God. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Wherefore, comfort yourself together and edify one another, even as also you do. Give you a point. Lois and Eunice are examples of a powerful influence of a mother and a grandmother can have on a young man's life. Paul recognized the life-changing contributions of these two women. He honored their impact in preparing his young protege. And many of you know, it was Timothy, who later joined Paul in his travels through Asia Minor in the ministry. Amen. See, when you hang with Christian folks, something about the Holy Spirit, it just rubs off. Hello, Mo. Hello, somebody. When you hang around sanctified folks, sanctification just rubs off. In other words, you know, it's just like it just falls everywhere. You remember, you heard about that day of Pentecost that they was all on what? One accord. It fell on everybody because it was on what? One accord. Number three, execute a plan to be successful. Amen. Philippians 4 and 8. Oh, my God. When I read this and I was reading this and then just the Holy Spirit just speaking to me, and he says, finally, I just want you to hear, I'm saying that because I want it to resonate in your spirit mind. Finally, now, after all that you've done, you done got to this point. He said, but finally, brethren, in other words, church folk, saints, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, oh my God, whatsoever things that are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. In your spirit. Once you set the foundation, then you have a climax to be successful.
My Lord.
Amen. You got to have a plan. Amen. You got to have a plan to come to God. Amen. You got to have a plan. I'm a sinner. I'm a wretch undone. Amen. But God got a plan for you. Amen. And then when you get that plan, then you associate yourself with the body of Christ. Amen. That means saints. Man, when you come with saints, and then we all come together, amen, we come together as one, then we can execute a plan to be successful. Great is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. As I begin to take my seat, God had a plan for our redemption. He understood that we was going to run this race, amen. He knew that we're going to have some hardships along the way. Amen. And so he knew that we needed a comforter, amen, to help us in this race. Before the creation of man, God had a plan to help you through this, through his son, Jesus Christ. Through his death and resurrection allows all saints to cross the finish line. Amen. I can do through all things through Christ. Amen. He's going to be the one that's going to help me make it through the finish line. Amen. And so we got to put all our trust in God. How many put their trust in God? Amen. Yeah. He said, all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. The saints will receive a victory crown when you've passed the finish, when you cross the finish line. I want to cross that finish line. Amen.
Man.
Amen. I don't want to be like the hare, man, running fast and then going nowhere.
My Lord.
Amen. Let us remember that this race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but those who endure to the end. The race is a marathon.
Yeah.
Put on the whole armor of God that you can overcome the hurdles in your life.
That's right.
Remember that Jesus is our coach who will lead you to the finish line. Amen.
Yeah.
He did it over 2,000 years ago.
Yes, he did.
Amen. He was hung on a rugged cross. Amen. But on the third day, he got up with all power in his hand. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
And that power that he has given us, amen, to be successful in this race. Stay encouraged, saints. Let us run this race together. Amen.
Put your time in. Payday's coming after a while. Put your time in. 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 Oh, put your time in. your time in.
Amen. Amen. Let's give Brother Martin a hand clap. Get in the race. And once you get in the race, you can stay in the race. Knowing that in this race, there's going to be obstacles placed in your path. Going to be rocks placed on the track. People are going to try to pull you back in this race. But you just keep right on running. Doesn't matter how fast you run, as long as you just continue to run. And if you continue to run, eventually you're going to get to the finish line.
So
you have to keep the focus.
You're gonna look for me.
Focus on the prize. One day you're going
to
reach it. One
and
day
I'm gonna
you're going
to
reach
sing
it.
And shout.
The doors of the church are open.
Nobody be able to put me out. Oh, put your time in. Oh, put your time in.
There may be one.
Put your time in.
Who's not accepted Christ as your Savior.
Oh, put your time in.
Today is a good day. Come by letter Christian experience or candidate
well,
for baptism.
One of these old mornings won't be very long. You're gonna look for me and I'll be going on home. I'm going up to heaven. There I'm gonna sing and shout.
The altar is open.
Oh, you know nobody we're able to put me out. I'm going up to heaven. There I'm gonna sing and shout. You know nobody be able to put me out. Oh, put your time in. Oh, put your time in. Payday's coming. Hallelujah.
Amen. I live and trouble rise, I'll hasten to his throne. Father, our God, our Savior, our Master, we come, God, this morning, just a few of your handmaid servants. And we come gathering around the altar, crying out to you, God, calling upon your holy and most precious name, realizing, God, that we've tried everything else. We've talked to the doctors. We talked to the lawyers. Talk to mama and daddy and talk to friends. But God, I've come to the realization there's nothing like calling on your name. Because in your name, God, we realize that there's healing in your name. Realize there's comfort in your name. God, tears can be in my eyes, but when I call on your name, just your name, God, has the ability to wipe the tears from my weeping eyes. Oh, so God, we come right now. Calling on your name, God. God, we come here December the 31st, 2023. God, we're winding down. Oh, yeah, we're a few hours away, God, from closing out 2023. And God, we stand here at the altar today, God, realizing, God, that it was nobody but you. It was nobody but you, God. Some God went down through this year, God, being sick, God. But God, yet you brought them to right now. God, some have lost loved ones, God, down through the years. But God, you brought them to this point right now, God. Some have had ups and downs and gone over the rocky road over the last 365 days. But God, you brought them to right now. And God, we tell you, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, God, we tell you, thank you. We tell you, thank you. We tell you, thank you. Oh, I should have been gone a long time ago, but God, because of your grace.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, realizing, God, that every day, God, for this year, every day that you allowed us to see another day, you gave us brand new mercies. And God, we tell you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus. We tell you, thank you, God. We tell you, thank you, God. We tell you, thank you, God. We don't take it lightly to be here right now, God. We tell you, thank you, God, because early this morning, oh, you reached down, God, and you touched us with a thing of love, God. And you allowed us to see a brand new day, God. We tell you, thank you, God. God, we tell you, thank you, God. All year long, God, I didn't go a day without food on my table. Didn't go a day, God, without clothes on my back, God. Oh, God, we tell you, thank you. You provided for us, God. The choir song earlier, God, you're an awesome God. You're a provider, God. You were able, God, to bring us to right now.
Thank you, Lord.
And God, we're grateful.
Thank you.
God, we're thankful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, God, you're awesome. You're great.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're the very air we breathe. We tell you, thank you. God, we stand around the altar, some for one thing and some for another. But God, we realize that whatever our situation that we're going through right now, we know, God, that you're able. You're able, God. So God, right now we come and we place it, God, in your hands, and we place it at your feet, God. And we're telling you, God, right now that you handle it. However you see fit, God, you take care of it, God. Whatever it may be, it may be bad news from the doctor, God, but you handle it, God. It may be our kids that have gone astray, God, but you handle it, God. It may be our job, but you handle it. It may be in the church. You handle it, God. You handle it, God, right now. However you see fit. However you see fit, you handle it. You handle it right now, God. Oh, God, we pray that you continue to wrap your arms around each and every one of us today, God. Continue, God, to lead and to guide us in the way that you would have us to go, God. God, as we get ready to enter into a brand new year, if it's your will, God, if it's your will for us to enter, but as we enter into a brand new year, God, we don't know what this year has in store for us. But God, we do know that if we keep our hand in your hand, and if we just stay in the race, everything is going to be all right. God, we love you. We love you because you first loved us. You showed us your love, God, when you sent your son down to go on an old rugged cross and give up his life, God. But you showed us even more love when he got up on the third day morning, just like he said he would. And right now we know that he's sitting on the right hand and he's making intercession for us, God. And one day, we don't know what day, but one day, we know he's coming back again. He's coming back, God. Oh, Lord, and today I am preparing myself to go back to be with the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We're going to continue to praise you. We're going to continue to glorify and worship your holy and most precious name. Oh, God, we pray. God, we want to tell you thank you right now. Oh, for little Drayden right now, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God, we realize, God, that he had to spend some time in the hospital, God. Oh, but God, we know, God, that you're able. You showed us through this young man that you're able, God. That you're able, God, that you're able. You're able. You are the very air we breathe. And we thank you right now to see him in this place today, God. Thank you, God. Continue to cover Shell, God. Continue to give her strength, God. Oh, to be able to do that what you have called her to do. God, we thank you right now. Oh, we know, God, that one day it'll all be over on this side. And that's okay. Because we know that we're coming home to praise and to glorify your name and to glorify you all the day long. All the day long. And God, we tell you thank you one more time. It is in the precious and most powerful name of Jesus the Christ we do pray. Amen. Amen. Let us remember to truly stay in the race. Get in the race. Stay in the race. I told a story one time. And y'all know I love the game of football. And Minister Martin mentioned Coco High. He didn't say nothing about my team, but that's all right. Yeah, that's all right. But y'all know I used to coach Little Jordan. I coached Jordan, and one day after practice, the other team was practicing, and they began to run. And you know, after practice, they run their little sprints and stuff, and they ran from fence to fence. And they was running, and they ran up and they ran down. They ran up and they ran down. And they ran up and they ran down. Well, there was a young man that was a little bit on the heavy side. And he got to a point where the running got to be overbearing for him. But what I noticed out of this young man really brought tears to my eyes. He kept running. The other team was out running him, but he kept running. And the coach said, y'all got to keep on. He went up and he went down. But the young man kept running. And it got to a point where he said, I can't do it no more. And he began to stop. And as he began to stop, two of his teammates turned around. One grabbed him by one arm. Another grabbed him by another arm. And they began to run together. And they finished together. The Bible tells us that the strong bears the infirmity of the weak. And when we see one getting ready to give up, we need to go and lift them up and encourage them, Some of us like to beat them back down, just keep beating them down. But lift them up and encourage them and encourage them and let them know that we're in the race together. Together, we can win the race. Together, we can stay in the race. Amen. Amen. How many of y'all know God is good? Ten o'clock tonight. We'll be here to bring the new year in. 10 o'clock tonight. We want to combine choir and combine ushers. Amen. Amen. All right, we ready. Now to an eye while all wise God, the great shepherd of the sheep, the one who raised Jesus from the dead, may great dominion and power be his now and forevermore. And let all of God's people say, Amen.
Thank you for tuning into the Friendship Hour with Pastor Rodney T. Osborne. You can also join us in person at Friendship Primitive Baptist Church at 385 South Burnett Road, Cocoa, Florida. We have church school at 9:30 a.m., worship services at 11 a.m., youth Bible study at Wednesday, 5:30 p.m., followed by adult Bible study at 6:45. For a prayer request, email us at fpbcofcocoa@gmail.com. To sow a seed to our ministry, you can cash up us at Friendship 2 Cocoa. May God bless you richly on this week, and until next week, let us continue to grow up together in Christ.
giving praise. You're worthy. You're worthy. Thank you, Jesus. I come here tonight to encourage someone. I don't care what you're going through. I come to encourage you tonight. You can't.